Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Jeff Palermo. The Pelican season is over as the Oklahoma City Thunder completed a four-game sweep of New Orleans, beating the Birds 97-89 in the Smoothie King Center last night. The Pels had a lead in the fourth quarter, but OKC went on an 18-2 run in the fourth quarter to put a fork in New Orleans' season. Coach Willie Green was dejected after the game.
It stays with you for a while. We work our tails off to put ourselves in this position. You know, we had goals to go further, but that's the way. This is sometimes this happens, and you learn from it. But it's going to take a while for us to process it, feel it, and then, you know, like I said, we can look at big picture a bit more after.
One of the big decisions for the Pelicans to make in the offseason is whether they'll sign Brandon Ingram to a contract extension. Ingram struggled in this playoff series as he tried to come back from a late-season knee injury. In hockey, the Shreveport Mudbugs have advanced to the South Division Finals after winning their series over El Paso 3-2. LRN.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Together, along with Keep Louisiana Beautiful, we are cleaning up Louisiana. But we need your help. If you see someone littering on our roadways, you can now do something about it. Report them on the litter hotline at 855-LA-LITTER. And together, we'll let Louisiana shine.
Again, the litter hotline is 855-LA-LITTER. When reporting, capture the license plate and make a vehicle.
LSU baseball back in action tonight as the Tigers host Grambling. The Tigers are coming off a second consecutive FCC series win, beating Auburn 2-1. Grambling just took 2-3 from Texas Southern. Grambling's Trevor Hatton was named the SWAC Hitter of the Week as he was 6-11 at the plate with 8 RBIs, 3 doubles, 2 home runs, and a triple. A red-hot Louisiana Tech team travels to ULM tonight. The Bulldogs have won 5 in a row. The Warhawks are coming off a series loss to Old Dominion. The Raging Cajuns are off tonight. They are now ranked 18th in the D1 baseball poll. They have a big series coming up this weekend at Troy. Opelousas has been reinstated as state champions of Division II non-select in Louisiana high school football. Coach Jimmy Zachary will remain on probation for 1 year, but he says an agreement has been reached with the LHSAA for the Tigers to keep their title. The LHSAA ruled in February that Opelousas had to vacate its championship because of an ineligible player. LRN.